Well, President Ramaphosa recently acknowledged the toll on the country's energy crisis, is taking on the economy, saying that the government will be working to lessen the country's dependence on Eskom and will be welcoming independently generated solar energy as a solution to the way forward. Joining me now to discuss some of the alternatives is infrastructure finance transactor at RMB, Daniel Zinman. Thanks so much, Daniel, for your time this evening. So we're expecting the next round of the REAP process, and that REAP 5 to be launched in December. Where are your confidence levels sitting in terms of the success to be reaped from this program this time around, realistically speaking?
Hi, good evening. I think we're very confident. To be honest, the REAP program as a whole has been very successful. I think there were other issues at play as to why there were delays between the announcement of REAP round four winners to when those deals actually closed. But ultimately, the program as a whole has been very successful. It's something that can be rolled out relatively easily by the DMRE and the IPP office. And it's a program for which there's been significant interest, both from investors on the equity side and lenders on the debt side. So there was an announcement, I believe, by the minister last week or so, that the next round of REAP, which will be round five, will be released to the public in December. We don't know exactly when it will be bid, but presumably sometime during the course of next year. And that's exciting. There's a lot of pent-up demand from equity and debt investors for these type of initiatives. So it's very exciting.
A pent-up demand. Talk us through the kind of interest emerging in the private power space, particular from corporates, commercial, industrial and mining companies, for example, Daniel. And, the extent to which the supply side of the equation starts getting filled up at a faster pace.
So this is definitely the next wave of not only renewable, but the next wave of power projects that we see coming both in South Africa and more broadly across the continent. And there are a couple of reasons for that. So corporates are wanting to self-generate, and they may have their, and as I said, there are a couple of reasons why they might want to do that. One is to have a security of supply so that they know that they've got power. Secondly, is a certainty of price, and as we're all aware, Eskom price increases have been well above inflation for the last while, and look set to be so for the next couple of years at least as well. So there's a certainty of price issue. And lastly, of course, there's a green initiative, which is important not just for mining houses, but also for corporate and industrial companies as well. So we're seeing that as a huge wave. There certainly have been a number of programs that have been bid into the market by corporates who are looking to self-generate for one or more of those reasons. I think in the South African and African context, the priority of, the order of priority of those aspects might be different from the developed world, but nonetheless, this is a trend that's emerging, across our continent and obviously in the developed world as well.
Absolutely. Well, let's leave it there for this evening, Daniel. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line. Daniel Zinman is with RMB.